Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. I hope you're doing very well. I hope you're ending your weekend well. It's late Sunday night as I record this, and I went to Portland, Oregon with my friend Brandon and Tears of Vaughn. I took my wife and our newborn baby with us, and we just got back. And it, just as a testament to how committed I am to doing a podcast every single day in 2018, I am currently in Linden, Michigan, sitting in my truck with my laptop out and my little middle console with my Yeti podcasting mic, sitting here in the fog late at night recording this episode. We had a travel day. We flew from Portland all the way back to Detroit. Honestly, it was a disaster. My baby Judah, she's my youngest of five kids, screamed like a maniac for 30 minutes straight when we got on a sold-out plane coming back here. I felt so bad for everybody around us. I felt sick. I was super stressed out. I wanted to crawl out of my skin. And the weird part is that she never makes a peep ever. She's literally like the perfect baby. She says nothing. She just kind of coos at you and smiles at everybody. And she's really, really happy. She only will cry for like a second until you get her whatever she needs. I don't know if it was the air pressure. I don't know if she was just freaking out or if she's teething. All I know is that we are really tired, and we had to drive from Detroit back up here, and I still live 3 hours away. So in the morning, I'm going to drive back to Ludington where I live, and sorry to bore you with all that. Just trying to paint the picture, give you some context, because these podcasts are important. And you know what else is important? It's important to do everything in your power to stick with the plan. You have to give things a fair shake. And so the reason I'm doing all these podcasts is really simple. It's to add value to you and to be consistent so that the podcast will grow, so that more people will discover it, so that the people listening to it will get more engaged and more caught up in it and get more and more value to the point where you receive so much value from this podcast that you can't not refer it, that you can't not talk about it, right? You almost feel bad. I know for me, I'm a huge podcast listener myself. I've learned so much stuff through, you know, the internet and podcasts and online courses and learning from people who have already done what I'm trying to do, that sometimes I get so much value, I feel like guilty, like, oh my gosh, like this is free. I can't believe it, right? Like, and it is, it's amazing. So that's my part of my strategy this year, is to do this podcast every single day, to start doing a personal vlog. That's like a fun, it's an entertainment and educational vlog. It's called an edutainment vlog, which is actually a tremendous amount of work. We're just starting those, and we have three kind of in the bag here. We've released one. We have some more coming out. And then I'm going to be doing this weekly Facebook TV show thing, which I'm really excited about. All in an effort to help us achieve our outcome. Now, this is part of our plan. When people came to the Automate, Grow, Sell experience last fall, it was a very intimate live event at our house in Michigan. The part of what we did a lot of things, but the essence of what we did was we helped people get really clear on exactly what they want, and then structured a reverse engineered plan back towards today, and then built what are called sprints. And for your business, we have spring coming up here shortly. You probably have done some goal setting and you've maybe built the equivalent of a sprint. But I want to challenge you to make sure that they're really clear, that they're measurable, and that you are working them every single day. It's really easy to run our business based on emotion. I am like the king of that. And in fact, that's what's going to kill us if I do that this year from getting our outcome. It's really easy to rest on your laurels. You know, I don't want that to happen. I want to stay focused and hungry. And my goal for myself is not perfection because it's unattainable, but is to be highly disciplined. In fact, I'm in a mastermind group with some people for the last 2 years. Shout out to Casey, Ron, and Chase. And we meet every week on Thursday at noon Eastern for an hour. And we talk and we hold each other accountable. And we share things that are going on in our business. And we argue with each other and encourage each other and challenge each other. And one of the things that Ron wanted our group to do, he's the leader of our group, is to pick a word for 2018. Like a theme word. And it was really cool because I've never done that. And so I thought about it. And the word that I chose was discipline. Discipline. And I'm actually going to have some signs or some like posters made, maybe on some canvas that's going to go in my new office that says discipline equals freedom. Like, I'm obsessed with that. I'm going to get some t-shirts made that say discipline equals freedom. And then last night in our hotel room, I was just kind of ready to pass out and have jet lag, but I'm kind of skimming through some Facebook videos and I see this Gary Vaynerchuk video. And it was kind of long, but this one thing he said, you know, people get so confused and about why people are successful, you know, and it's actually really simple. And what he said was work really hard for a really long time. And as I'm watching, I'm like bobbing my head. I'm like, that's true. It's easy to look at someone who's accomplished a lot or is ahead of where you are and really kind of dismiss what was involved in getting them there. And what I learned hanging out with Brandon, I've known Brandon for quite a while now, and we've spent time in person together several times, and we've talked on the phone, he's been on the podcast, but going into his home and touring his whole business and checking out kind of what he has going on, I guess the theme of what I want to present for you tonight, I'm really tired, is that Brandon worked really hard for a really long time. Now, for 4 or 5 seasons doesn't seem like a long time, but it is when you're operating at 100 miles an hour, 98% of your mental capacity. And honestly, that's exactly what he did. That's what happened. And that's what's required. And it's funny, I was talking to my wife when we were driving back, and I was like, you know, what if I was to survey 100 people and ask 100 small business owners, do you work hard, yes or no? Probably 95% of them would say, yes, of course I work hard, right? Now let's contrast that against the concept of me putting together like a committee or a panel or an investigative group of people to like study those 100 people. And let's say that I came up with some reliable way to actually measure what working hard means, which really you can't because it's subjective, but pretend you could. Pretend that I measured all those 100 people against the same ruler, the same yardstick. Do you think that 95% of them actually work hard? I don't. And so what feels like is your best effort probably isn't. And if you're familiar, if you're a podcast junkie, there's a really hot podcast out there by a guy named Jocko Willink. And he's a former Navy SEAL. I think he's a Navy SEAL, like captain or instructor. And I believe it was him that told the story about the 40% rule. And basically, when your body is ready to shut down and collapse and you can't do anymore and you feel like you're about to die, that's your body telling you that you've reached your 40% of capacity mark. I know that sounds crazy. And for me, because I'm a crazy entrepreneur, honest, I think really big. I'm motivated a lot. You know, I have extreme highs and lows, but in general, I'm motivated all the time. I want to do big things. I want to change the world. I want to give away tens of millions of dollars before I die. I want to build orphanages. I want to finance huge endeavors to like change people's lives. I have huge goals that I haven't even begun to even make a dent in yet. And so I'm motivated. But if I'm honest and I look back at what I've done with the software company and with my cleaning company and even with this podcast and my Automate Grow Sell Bootcamp, I really work really, 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 really hard. I do. And I kind of just assume everybody's like that. But I think there is a disconnect in the level of effort between high achievers and people that don't achieve high. Now, if you're getting mad right now, then here's what could be the problem. And I talked about this yesterday in the podcast. You may be working outrageously hard, but you're working on the wrong things in the wrong order. And so I'm going to kind of continue my thought from yesterday on that. I talked about the 5 stages of business. Stage 1, meaning that you are the person in the field doing the service. You're delivering the deliverable. You're building the retaining wall. You're mowing the lawn. You're cleaning the pool out. You're cleaning the windows. You're doing the carpet. You're actually nailing the shingles on the roof, whatever the case is. if you're the person doing that and that's where most of your time is spent, you're in stage one of business. Stage two is when most of your time is spent on the phone doing office type administrative things. Now you're still in the field as well. Like you're starting to get a little stressed out, but you have enough momentum and enough people know you that your phone's ringing, you got to return emails and there's callbacks from a job and then you have to go do a bid and you have to do all this stuff, right? So you're doing a lot of things, but you find yourself often either sitting in your home office or sitting in your work vehicle on the phone, like with scratches of paper everywhere, trying to hold it together. If that's the case, that's awesome. That's stage two. And then stage three is when you actually have, you know, a crew or several crews on the road that are professionally competent. They might not be perfect, but they're good people and they're out there hustling and they're serving the customers. You have a full-time office manager or maybe a couple of part-timers that are taking care of payroll and bookkeeping and admin stuff and answering the phone and scheduling jobs and calling clients and doing customer service. So you have all those people in place. You know, now again, you're still kind of doing it all, but most of your time now is going to be spent on strategy and driving sales, you know, strategic relationships, starting to use paid forms of marketing at a higher level, you know, understanding all kinds of deeper things about how do I take and double my business, triple my business, how do I understand my numbers better and the customer acquisition call, all that stuff, right? So you have a little bit more of luxury to kind of dig in and become more of a CEO in stage three, but your team is still really small and there's still a lot of risk. It's still very vulnerable because if someone on your team leaves, it's like a massive crisis, okay? But I didn't explain kind of stage four and stage five. Well, stage four is where you're the general manager of an entire operation. And it doesn't have to be like a multi-gajillion dollar operation. You can be in stage four and have like a $500,000 business. And it can be smaller, but you have a full sales team, even if it's one full-time sales manager or maybe two. You have an office, full-time office manager that maybe has an assistant, and you have three or four crews on the road that, you know, have some oversight and stuff. Like when you're managing like the leaders in those departments, then you're in stage four. And that's kind of the first step to freedom. If you can get there, that's when you can go on vacation for 2 weeks or for 4 weeks and you actually make more money while you're gone on vacation than you did before you left. Like that is like an angel's trumpets blow, like sounding in the heavens type of thing. That is an amazing thing to accomplish and that you don't have to have a huge business. And I was talking to Brandon and he's like, you know, Josh, it bothers me. All these people just want to be rich and they just want to have these fancy cars, or at least that's what they think they want. And you go online and it's all this hustle, grind. Grind up at 5 a.m. You got to grind. And there's pictures of all these cars, and it's really not about that. I know it's not about that for 98% of the people listening to this podcast, because if you relate to me at all, you know that's about family. It's about faith, number one. It's about having a relationship with your creator. It's about being a spectacular husband and being a outrageously good father, the best that you can, right? That's kind of what we all claim we want, but sometimes we get off track, and me included, but that's what it's about to me. And you getting your business to stage four is about getting that, you know, and in my current business with the next 12-month plan we have, it's going to take a lot out of me, but that's okay. And the reason is because my family's in agreement. We have like, we're unified in it. We talk about it. Me and my wife pray about it and talk about it. It's like, all right, you know, I tell my wife each year, I'm like, okay, this is what I think is going to happen this year. I'm not going to be home nowhere near as much as I wish I was, but I think it's the right path, because if we can get to this level, then we can do this and this, and I can hire these people. And we kind of, we're basically, long story short, we're trying to get the software company to where I'm in stage four. And so that, you know, that might be what you're trying to do. And so we agree, and we're in agreement that I'm going to work my guts out and make sacrifices for a little while. Or better yet, like Dave Ramsey says, if you will live like no one else, someday you can live like no one else. And I kind of live by that. Now, after we build up the software company and sell it someday, and, you know, they have that amazing moment happen because I've dreamed about it for so long and it's been the hardest thing ever, well, I'll probably take some time off and really get clear and assess what do I want to do next and all that kind of stuff. And you need to do the same thing. So first of all, identify what stage you're in. And by the way, stage five is when you're a true business owner. You're an absentee owner, right? You have the general manager, you have a full leadership team, you have, you know, dozens of employees that are all professionally trained and background check. Everything's just clean. It's nice and neat and clean. It's profitable, and it grows. It grows each year in revenue and in profit without you touching it at all. Your hands off. Now, you're still going to have like quarterly meetings or do like an annual offsite with your leaders, and you're kind of encouraging them, but you become like the grandfather role, you know, or the grandmother role, where you're just encouraging them, like, hey, how's it going? What do you need? How can I help you? How can I serve you as a mentor? That's stage five. And that's pretty freaking awesome too. If you want to keep your business, then you want to get to stage five. All right. So yesterday I said that in stage one and two, you need to primarily focus on, you know, doing your basic job and holding the business together and being the glue. But with all of your extra hours, you know, the additional 30, 40 hours you put in, you should focus on BOG marketing, boots on the ground marketing. I think that's amazing advice, but I also went back and listened to that podcast, and I'm not telling you like I'm forbidding you from spending money on marketing. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is that we make things too complicated, and you don't have to buy a bunch of programs and spend a bunch of money to get to stage three or to get to several hundred thousand in revenue so you can have a small basic team. You don't. All you got to do is meet people. You're awesome. They like you, but they don't know what you do. Or maybe the people that do know what you do think you're awesome and they're hiring you right now, but we need like 30 times more people to feel that way about you. You need to shake hands, kiss babies, network, knock on doors, do five rounds, inspire your team, inspire your community, be involved in the chamber. You need to do these things, but it all comes down to just being consistent. Just like me sitting in this truck and making a podcast when I'm super tired and I want to go to bed. I totally want to veg out and like look at my phone and then pass out on the pillow really bad right now. But it's about the consistent daily behaviors. And once you get in stage three or four, you can get more sophisticated. And the purpose of my podcast yesterday wasn't to like give some concrete thing. It was to encourage people who feel stressed out by the overwhelming amount of stuff they could do and help simplify their list to only the things they should do. And if you are an owner operator, you got to get a couple people to work with you. Do that first. And with all of your extra time, you're networking, doing boots on the ground marketing, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing door hangers, flyers, yard signs, whatever you can in the community to say, hi, I'm Tom. I'm the pest control guy. You know, what do you do? Hey, I'm Tom. I'm the blah, blah, blah. Like everywhere. Everyone should know you. Everyone. All the parents of all your kids' friends. Everyone. You should just shamelessly be the guy that does the stuff. That should be your life through stage one, two, and three, really. And in stage two, it's exactly the same thing, except you're going to start really building and creating a lot of office systems so that you can hire a full-time office manager. How do they answer the phone? What do they say? How do they do the books? How do they do this? How do they schedule appointments? How do they know how to space the appointments apart, right? Once all that's documented, you're getting close to stage four, baby. Like, you're close. You got to get out of your head and into paper. You got your crews. You got your office. Now you can focus on being a sales ninja. Then you can just do all that stuff and do a season really deep on that and work like a maniacal crazy person. And then the next season, guess what? You're going to have something really special that 95% of people never, ever have. And how cool would that be? I want that for you. I want that for you this year. I hope this is encouraging. I hope that you feel my heart. I want to hit you in the feels. I want you to know that it's authentic. It's real. Family has to be first. But it's okay to sacrifice for a little while so that you can live like no one else later, right? Make sure you're in agreement with your spouse on it, but give yourself permission to go absolutely beast mode this year. Just make sure you don't go beast mode on 400 things. Go beast mode on the next domino that needs to be knocked down, and that's it. As soon as it's knocked down, identify the next biggest pain point, the next biggest obvious elephant in the room domino, and go deep and fix it no matter how hard it is. Get that down. One thing at a time is how greatness happens. One habit at a time, one step at a time. One step at a time. You got this. I love you guys. Hey, listen, if you're getting value out of this, I'm going to ask you again, share it. When you share an episode in a Facebook group, for example, or a LinkedIn group or whatever, it makes a huge impact. Lots of new people see it. They're bored. They click it and then they listen and say, oh my gosh, like what the heck is this? I've been missing out. It's a big deal. All you got to do is copy the link. You can go to quicktalkpodcast.com, pick the episode you like, copy the URL, and then just write out like a little impassioned little paragraph that's like, this is so amazing, and I learned this, and my business has grown this last year because of, you know, this podcast. You got to listen to the podcast. You do that, that is like a huge digital high five to me. It means a ton, and I'm just thankful for it. Thank you for all the iTunes reviews I've gotten. Keep them coming. Please give them if you haven't done it. It's a huge deal. It's super annoying, but it's only like 2 minutes worth of annoying. So can you be annoyed for 2 minutes so that I can help accomplish my mountaintop and outcome this year? I hope you can. I am very grateful for it. And if you're not a member of Send Gym yet, check it out. The theme of this year is going to be Send Gym. I'm going to start talking more and more about it. I'm going to start sharing more and more case studies of people making $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $80,000 on strategic postcard mailings with massive, stupid ROIs using all of the tools that are available inside of Send Gym. It's not just postcards. We have gifts and letters and greeting cards and brownies and emails, voicemail bomb, radius bomb, and a lot more coming this year. It's very exciting. I'm freaking out about it. So thank you. God bless. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.